Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness show. I am Alea Dow, your host. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, a sound healer, the author and founder of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. I have produced 9 sound healing albums and have recorded over 2,000 meditations online. I am an energy practitioner and help people shift their consciousness using their energetic fields. And this show is all about using your energetic fields to shift your consciousness, as well as exploring energetic concepts that help you create a more empowered and connected life. This episode is an energetic session that explores concepts, energetic practices, and protocols that are similar to a prayer, which help you transform particular aspects of your life. When you listen, recognize that some part of you is using your energetic fields to shift your vibration, which in turn shifts your consciousness, your behaviors, your beliefs, how you react and respond. You might even go into an altered state, so use caution if you're driving or doing something that requires a focused mind. With all of this work that I present, remember that it is your energy shifting you in your own unique way. That way you stay in control and empower with your process. So take a deep breath in, pull yourself into your line of light, and explore your inner terrain in a safe and supported space. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness podcast with me, Alea Dow. And today, Francesca, who is a practitioner on the platform, is joining me. Welcome, Francesca.
Thank you. Thank you. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. I love it. I would love to start off the podcast with just having you share with our audience a little bit of your backstory, who you are, where you are in the world, and what brought you to the Cups of Consciousness.
Whew, where to start even? I'm currently in South Central Kentucky, so it's been a journey. I've lived abroad, dated abroad, and in other languages. So that's something juicy I can help people with too. My own journey probably started, well, when I was a kid, I always knew that there was a little something different about me, that I could perceive some things that other people didn't. And so I probably started searching in high school at different things, and then got my first certificate 2007-2008 in hypnotherapy, and one step led to the next, which led to the next, which then led me to the cups. And I had taken a pause from mentors for a little bit. And they say, you know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. And so then I was like, I think I need to have a session with Alea. And so I had a first session and it was amazing. So kept having sessions, right? And then I think after a few years, I had asked, I was like, you got to teach me how to do this. I want to help other people. We need more people doing this. So, and then I guess started my journey with practitionerhood with that. So
beautiful, beautiful. And with the exposure to the cups, you had sessions with me and read my book. What was it about the cups and these concepts that most resonated with you in the very beginning?
I think for me, it was the simplicity, but yet such a profound shift with something so simple. So in previous things that I had studied before, it was very time consuming. And there were 20 steps, or I had to sit there and muscle test 50 different things, or sit in meditation for 2 hours and watch this and do that. And there's a time and a place for everything. And I obviously needed that in my own growth and evolution. So that when I got to this work with the cups, I was like, wait, what? You're just asking me to literally sit in my divine line for 2 minutes a day. That's it. That's all I got to do. Okay, I can do that. And so even just starting that small it just amplified and had such a transformation. And then I could look back 3 weeks ago and be like, oh, something that really bothered me or that I got really triggered by doesn't have an effect anymore. Okay.
So your elasticity increased, your reactivity decreased.
Yes.
And you started sensing like a stronger buffer inside yourself just by doing that simple practice, the 2 minutes a day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very cool.
And I was like, I guess there's something to this.
I love that. And with all of the concepts, the seven concepts with the seven cups, what was the concept that most resonated with you at the very beginning? And then what is the concept that most resonates with you now, years later, after all of this intensive training?
That's super juicy. I think probably in the beginning, it was you're not alone.
Can you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. We have a team and obviously our body devas, right? And obviously our guides and spiritual advisors. And even though I had been connecting with them before, there was an ease to connecting with them in this way. So it was first just going deep in my divine line, taking that deep breath in, amplifying connection, going up and boom, they were there. They were right there. All I had to do was ask. I didn't have to sit there and go into this long trance to try to sense them. And then being able to feel them, there was this automatic like relaxation. And I was like, okay. Because I had originally reached out to you because I wasn't with my beloved at that time. And so obviously when you're not with the beloved, there's a loneliness, this emptiness that you feel. And so then connecting in and feeling and, oh gosh, I'm not alone. That's amazing. Well, that is great.
Beautiful. So you established a deeper level of connection using another dimension,
yes,
which then enabled you to feel safe enough to cultivate a stronger connection with your own self. And over time, you did bring in your beloved.
I sure did. And depending on where I've been, like what's going on in my life, there's one cup that obviously resonates more than others.
Right.
And so my beloved is currently living in another city. So I've really been working the multidimensional reality because we can connect all the time in another dimension, 24/7, connect, connect, connect. Body Deva's in their dimension, doing their Body Deva stuff, right? So that I encourage everybody, even if you are married and living together, to connect in another realm with your beloved. It just makes everything so much easier in the 3D.
Such a great reminder. And does he notice that? I mean, because sometimes our partners are sensitive and sometimes, I mean, we're all sensitive, but is he aware of that multidimensional connection that you set up?
On some level, yes. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. And you teach people how to do that. So if somebody did want to work with you and they did want to repair, strengthen, or create an appropriate intimate relationship, that's one of the key pieces with the concepts of we're using these other dimensions, setting up a container to create a particular reality. And then you help them bring that dimensional reality into being in the physical dimension. Granted, there's no promises of timing, but I remember years ago, my guides were talking to me and they were like, well, what if it never shows up in the physical dimension? And I'm like, well, then I definitely want to experience it in another dimension. And whether it appears here in the physical realm, I don't want to say irrelevant, but it's such a gift to be able to actualize a particular vibrational reality that we can then experience in another realm, regardless of what's happening in the physical terrain.
Absolutely. I mean, the prep work that I did before and then what we do together, creating our own beautiful reality up there that is absolutely amazing, you know, with all the kittens, all the puppies, you know, Pegasus, unicorns, dragons, anything that, you know, you would want, you can have in an instant. And then it's just amazing. And then you, you know, feel that, and then it just strengthens that connection.
And I find too that as you were, you know, kind of explaining that for our listeners, we do have these energies, consciousness, realities in other dimensions. And when we start to awaken to these other dimensions and that energy there, what starts to happen is it begins to ripple and reflect here. And now you don't literally have a unicorn walking next to you on the street in the physical dimension, but you feel the magic of it. You feel the protection of it. You feel the layers of it. And so life just gets richer and deeper and more magical the more we actualize particular realities in other dimensions. But it's also important to hold an anchor here in the physical dimension and to have discernment.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Do tell. I know where your brain is going on that one.
No. It's just, and it just, the whole connection piece, it's not just with beloved, although that is one of the main reasons that people, you know, will reach out to me. That's my zone. That's my, I love it. Love and partnership. Let's do it. But my relationships with family and friends have, you know, shifted and transformed these last several years in the most amazing and beautiful ways. Like,
how so?
I've had both my mother and my sister reach out to me asking for advice. And I'm like, new phone, who dis?
Because before they never did.
No. Yeah. I'm the youngest. I'm, you know, like the wild child. I'm, you know, going to drop everything and go live in Europe and this, that, the other. And so then I'm so deeply honored and touched, getting all emotional about it, when, because of the connection that I've cultivated within myself and my honoring my own wisdom, that now that is reflected back to me through, you know, other people. And I've been talking about these concepts for a while with both of them. I drop little nuggets here and there, you know. And this is funny. Last week, I had talked to my mom and she had asked me for some wording to use with a friend of hers who was like going through some grief, some things. And I was like, okay, let me sit with it. And then when we talked this past Friday, she was like, oh, I talked to so-and-so. And she looked at me, she said, I hear you. And I was like, great, I'm glad it worked out. And she goes, I remember you had said, you know, dot, dot, dot. And I said that to her and I was like, awesome, great. You know, that it had an effect, you know? And then I said, oh, well, I had sent you the information on Tuesday, knowing that she was going to meet with her friend on Thursday. Yeah. And so bless my mom. She goes, oh, I didn't get it. I didn't get the email. I go, oh, no, mom. I didn't send it to you in the physical realm. I sent it to you energetically and you got it. So.
I love that. And she, like, was cool with it. She's like,
she was. She laughed. She goes, oh, okay. So she was all worried that she missed my email. And 7 years ago, that never would have happened. We wouldn't be able to have that conversation.
She'd have been like, what are you talking about? Right. Yeah. That is so great. So really expanding her perspective of reality, of like, we have the physical realm, but then there's these other realms that we can utilize to be connected and assist each other. And she totally got it. I love that.
Yeah, she did.
That is so great. So with all of your work with clients, helping them find beloved, be in relationship, heal relationship, what is the challenge that you see the most with people coming in for sessions, wanting to bring a beloved or having a particular challenge in relationship?
There's usually two big, well, three I'll just say three challenges that I think most people on this planet experience. And one is like old patterning beliefs. And a lot of that is, half of that is easy to clear because it's grids from ancestors, parents, you know, friends, family, society. And then there's, you know, every human on this planet has like that core fear of abandonment. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, part of that is going back to the connection, connecting with yourself, being able to then connect with guides. If you know what your home planet is, or even if you don't know, whatever that sense of home is to you. And so that brings in that safety, because there is a level of vulnerability that you need for a beloved relationship. And you can't get to the vulnerability until you have the safety piece. So
brilliant. That's, yeah, absolutely. You're right. And I've never heard it phrased that way. That's so genius of like, oh, you have to have vulnerability in order to even bring it in. And so if somebody isn't willing to be vulnerable to bring in the intimate relationship, you identified like, okay, so we have to go back to the safety, the connection inside. Fascinating. Really cool. Beautiful. And with your work too, do you have like a success story of when you were working with somebody and you helped them achieve something either internally and or externally that you'd be willing to share with our listeners today?
I'm trying to think. Now that I put on the spot, I'm like, I get flooded with
many. So many.
And I'm like, which one do I use? Because I don't. With one particular client, she came because she was having issues in her marriage and had been doing like talk therapy for a year. And once again, people need to do what resonates with them.
Right.
And I think that she kind of like hit the wall and she was like, there's something else, you know, I need to look at this. And so working with her, she had this aha, because she had then started channeling all her energy onto the partner and making the partner happy and the partner, 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 partner. And so it's like, let's redirect that a little bit, you know, because I'm like, you don't have any energy for you. Of course you're exhausted, you know? And so we tapped into like her own little joy spark. And I was like, and once we got there, she was like, that's when she was attracted to me to begin with, was because I was in my joy. And I was like, yes.
Beautiful.
You got it. Nailed it. Anchored Beautiful. In. Anchored in. You know? So sometimes it's, you know, you're doing things energetically, but sometimes they need to hear just like one simple little line, you know? And I think with this particular client, it was something along the lines of, you get to express yourself, or you're the universe. Like, it's your duty to express your joy. Like, don't hold yourself back, like whatever form that takes. So was a really juicy moment. Yeah.
How empowering. And it totally shifted how she was with herself, with her partner, with everything in her life.
Yeah.
Beautiful. With all of these pieces, is there something that you would like to share with our audience about like what you really love doing in session? Or a particular challenge that you really love helping people shift?
I love all the layers, and
so you don't get scared of the layers and the complexity.
Oh gosh, no. I think because I'm have a certain level of intensity, I'm not afraid. Like, bring it, bring your dragons, bring all your friends. We're going to have some tea and cookies.
No matter how messy or painful, right? Like, you're like, okay, you hold such a safe, empowering space for somebody to be in whatever they're in.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I think just part of who I am, and then being from Venus, there's this compassion piece. There's this, and then having taught, at the university level for almost 25 years, you just love people where they are. Like, you know what? You're absolutely perfect. And if you need to sit there and cry and be in pain, well, I'll just sit here with you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then they don't feel so alone.
Right.
And I remember my own journey of looking for a partner, and I had somebody who was holding a space. It can be a very lonely journey. And you hold such a strong, safe, I want to say like an unshakable energy, so that if somebody is on this journey of looking for a beloved and they dip down into despair and hopelessness, there's like this constant steady that you're able to hold of like, we're not giving up. Let's keep going. And I think that that alone is such a huge asset and a resource for the energy that you hold when you're working with people.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of clients I work with, and even in my own journey, I didn't expect, I thought I would get married at like 27, 28, that didn't happen. Then 40 crept around. I was like, hey, ho, what's going on now? Hey, but the discernment and everything that led me to where I am, to have an amazing partnership, was worth it. So if you're in your 50s and your 60s, don't give up. You can still have that beautiful, harmonic partnership of your dreams. So,
yeah, I think that if there's the yearning, there's the contract.
Absolutely.
No yearning, don't want it. Okay, well, that's going to be really hard to bring it in. And obviously we wouldn't put a lot of energy into it, but you definitely are able to hold a space for people to start beginning that journey and walking with them on it. And to complete our time together, is there something that you would love to share with our audience that no one would know about you that you're comfortable sharing today?
Oh, goodness. Probably lots of things. I love animals. I also have this like adventurous side. And I think that we need to feed life. Like, our time on the planet is just a blip in the expanse of time. And so every day I just get still in the morning and I'm like, okay, how do I express my essence today? Or how do I embrace my joy? Or how do I just be today? And it can vary from day to day. And of course, some days are like super 3D, like I got to pay the bills. I need to, go to the vet and pick up this and dot, 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 dot. But just taking that time, I find completely buffers the rest of my day. And if I start to get all like, I did too many errands, I can just get back into that. And I think also, like I said, there's just this feed life. So if I have this urge to do something, I'm going to sit with it, but I'm going to do it. So like, I've taken Krav Maga classes and Arnis classes. And that sounds like I'm all love, love, love. But I'm like, I want to learn how to fight with knives.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. And it's so funny because it's like, the two opposites, right? It's like, ah, this, but it all seemed to like mesh really well. And so, yeah, there's just so this, all right, body diva, you know, like I was very athletic growing up and I think she wanted like a different way to feel in her body that wasn't, that was like sporty, but not a lot, of options for team sports where I live. So it was, you know, a good option too.
That is so cool. I love that. That's beautiful. Well, is there anything else you would like to share with our audience before we complete, Francesca?
Goodness. I just encourage everybody, you know, to listen to the cups and just do one step at a time, you know, just start simple and it builds. And the simplicity is so much more profound than we realize. It's one of those things where hindsight's 2020, right? You won't know until you look back 3 months or whatever it may be. And so, yeah, and just tap into your joy. So
thank you so much for joining us, Francesca. And I hope you all have a beautiful day.
Thank you for having me.
So fun. Bye, everyone.
If you feel so called, I would be an honor to work with you. And 2024 is the year of relationship. So whether you are calling in relationship or you are taking your relationship to the next level, I would love to support you in your journey.
You have been listening to the Cups of Consciousness show with me, Alea Dow. Receive a free month of the Cups of Consciousness. Go to 7cupsofconsciousness.com. When you get your free month, you will get 5 cups a week for 4 weeks. You'll also receive access to a live Tall Cup of Consciousness session. Feel free to review the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Aho.